Right, let's take a look now at tax takeaways from the midterm budget. My colleague Rick van Niekerk is in conversation with Edward Kiesvetter, Commissioner at SARS.
Edward Kiesvetter joins me now. He's the Commissioner of the South African Revenue Service. Edward, thank you so much for joining me. Tito Mboweni said today that tax revenue will be 313 billion below the February forecast. That's 9 billion less than the projection in June. That is a lot of money. Where are you seeing the lower than expected revenues?
What's important to realize first, Rake, is that the swing in the actual GDP forecast is the main reason why there is the downward projection against the earlier estimates. But in addition to that, I think we also see decline in compliance levels, as well as areas of concern in the criminal and illicit economy. To answer your question specifically, we have seen a 11.6% in the first half of the year from employment taxes. And that is a concern because we have also seen an increase in directors for retrenchments going up almost double for the same period last year. We've had 248,000 applications versus 144,000 last year. And then also, as you have heard, the second quarter job losses announced is 2.2. And what that means is that's not just a decline in revenue performance for this year. It is a permanent impairment, or at least a short-term impairment of the tax base, mainly in the financial services, manufacturing, construction, and wholesale sector. The second big area is business income. We see there 22.5% decline. And there we also have the concern that it's not just a short-term loss of profit, but it is also an increase in business rescue applications, and liquidation applications have gone up significantly compared to the same period last year. And then the third big area is domestic VAT. That has gone down 6.5%. Obviously, there's the impact of the alcohol and tobacco industry. And then we have seen a 22.5% decline in imports. And that basically is explained by a 21% decline year on year in the level of imports into the country, which also explains why we are currently sitting on a trade surplus.
Yes, I can appreciate that the tax revenue is very correlated to the economic performance of the economy. But our tax base is so small. How much money or tax money is available outside the existing tax base? Or put differently, are there people and institutions and companies and businesses you can target to supplement the current tax revenue?
In terms of what we call the white-collar area of aggressive tax planning, we have seen concerning levels of offshore transfer of South African funds in the form of interest payments and other services that are charged between international parent companies from South African subsidiaries. And that clearly is a risk of not only offshore short-term tax revenue, but also an erosion of the tax base. So that's a concern we've raised before. We have a concern that all of the individuals in South Africa who have financial assets offshore might not have disclosed that properly. We are aware that there are more than 3 million South Africans who have bank accounts offshore. And then thirdly, we have expressed concerns in the area of imports, customs under declaration, trade mispricing, and then also on exports, the manipulation of VAT fraud by irregular, what we call round-tripping, actually posing that things are exported, but they are just round-tripped, and also overstating the value of exports to gain from the VAT refund system. So there's significant numbers. The numbers are large. We have previously reported that that we have at least 100 billion outside of the tax net at the moment, which will require hard work, continued efforts to improve compliance and to bring those who are guilty to book.
But do you have the capacity to do that?
So capacity isn't zero or 100%. Of course, SARS has 12,000 staff in the areas that we need. But as we have indicated to Parliament earlier this year, we are significantly under-resourced and would need between 400 and 800 million rand more just to respond to some of the areas where we believe we are not currently touching. And we have over 1,000 vacancies, of which we consider about 650 of them being critical at this stage.
Then another way to increase tax revenue is to increase taxes. But there is a thing called the Laffer curve, which suggests that you reach a point where if you increase taxes, it doesn't lead to an increase in revenue. How far do you think are we from that inflection point of the Laffer curve?
I think many of the industry commentators have indicated that they have reached a point of inflection. The minister himself has, as in the February announcement, you will recall, indicated that, in fact, he wants to trend towards OECD norms as far as tax to GDP ratio and corporate tax rates are concerned. But he has also indicated in today's announcement that we will need to find an additional 40 billion of tax revenues. But the medium-term budget policy statement is not really a time for looking at tax rates. And so the minister will indicate in his February speech how he thinks about that. But I think he has been very clear in terms of his intent.
Just lastly, the minister also announced the possible freeze in salaries of public employees and as well as potential pay cuts for senior employees. Has the Revenue Service been consulted or you been consulted regarding this proposal? And what do you think the reaction would be if it is implemented?
It's really the domain of the Minister of the Public Services. Not really the domain of the Minister of Finance, and certainly not the domain of SARS. So we can only wish the Minister responsible for that area well, because the negotiations, as you all know, are tough. But we remain positive that the best possible outcome will be achieved. I think what's important to note, and the Minister has issued almost a warning to South Africa, but also to the rest of government, to say we are heading for darker times, and while we are walking in the light, now is the time to act. And one of the big things, obviously, is government expenditure, and a big component of government expenditure is salaries. So one would hope that all of the parties, the stakeholders, understand that we will all have to make sacrifices.
Edward, thank you so much for your time today. That was Edward Kiesvetter. He's the Commissioner of the South African Revenue Service.